Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thank you.
All right. We start with something that is related to what's going on in Santa Fe now to some extent. School districts all over the state have very, very tight budgets. And many people have probably heard on our station about cuts that have been proposed in Albuquerque and in Santa Fe. The Las Cruces Public Schools has been also looking at cuts. And you have a story this week about the fact that they have cut some central office jobs.
Yes, administrative jobs. And some of them are vacant currently, so it won't affect human beings. But those positions are going to be eliminated now. That there's no way to know if that is dependent on the future budgets down the road. But right now, there are real people losing their jobs in the central office at LCPS. And so the whole idea is that the cuts are expected to save the district $1.3 million over what period of time. The story really doesn't say, and I think that's something to be determined.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and I know in the central office they're also having folks serve as substitute teachers for a few days each year, which will also save some money. So they're looking for creative ways because it is simply extremely difficult right now.
If some of these belt-tightening ideas take hold and then maybe the money comes back— they might be in a much better position to actually have a stronger district. That's one way to look
at it. That's a positive.
You know, I don't know. It doesn't help. It doesn't help people right now who are hurting.
No, absolutely not. All right, we move on to a big discovery in Doñana County and historical documents.
Pat Garrett. There are some documents related to Pat Garrett, who, of course, is notorious for taking the life of Billy the Kid. And he, of course, was a Doñana County and a Lincoln County sheriff at one time. And last year, the clerk's office at the Doñana County clerk's office, an employee came across a document in a box of unarchived materials. And they kind of kept it on the hush-hush. And now they are announcing that on June 16th, County Clerk Kraling has announced that they're going to unveil the document. And they are getting a lot of support from historians around the country as to how valuable this could be monetarily and for the reputation of Doñana County.
Interesting. We're quickly burning through our time in business news this week. A new owner for an upholstery business that's been around for about three decades.
Yes, Felipe's Upholstery has a new owner, and it's a good story because they're not closing. A family friend is taking over and learning the craft, and it's one of those businesses that I think Las Cruces we really love these kind of mom and pop places that have served the community
it's
for years.
It's great to see any locally owned business continue when a longtime owner leaves. So that's a great story. You also have something on parking in downtown Las Cruces.
On Monday, the council had a work session, and they didn't, it's not about voting on anything, but they did discuss at length the future of downtown parking. Maybe they expressed the desire to have a commission to study it, and vis-a-vis the fact that there's a lot of reconstruction of traffic down there and a lot of development, they want to stay ahead of the curve to make sure that there's adequate parking for whatever downtown becomes in the next few years.
Yeah, we have high hopes. And this is a very big weekend for a wine festival celebrating 25 years this weekend.
You know, it's interesting. We think about Napa and Sonoma and California and other areas, but New Mexico is the oldest wine producing region in the country, thanks to the Spaniards who came up. But 25 years, it used to be called the Southern New Mexico Wine Festival, but now it's the Las Cruces Wine Festival out at Southern New Mexico at the fairgrounds there. So that's going to be this weekend, actually 3 days, Saturday through Monday.
All right. Enjoy. I've been out there, and it's a great time.
Yeah, lots of entertainment, and and maybe some samples.
That's right. Just a few. Marty Racine, happy Memorial Day weekend, Marty.
Same to you. Thank you.